تريد دروش إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear brothers, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with Iman, the most valuable thing in the world, in eyes of Allah, is Iman. Allah has blessed us with that ni'mat. May Allah keep us with Iman and take us with Iman in such a manner that Allah is pleased with us, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, our gathering here, coming here, is for a very great fikr. It's a very, very precious gathering in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah, it's very, very precious. To us, we think that just a few of us have gathered, not many of us. But in the eyes of Allah, this is a very, very precious and a very great gathering. What makes it great, my dear brothers, what makes it so precious, is just the niyat and the purpose why we have gathered. The purpose or object of our gathering, that makes it very great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah values it. What is the purpose of our gathering, my dear brothers? The purpose of our gathering is, my dear brothers, that how we can get hidayat. How deen can come to our lives. And together with that, my dear brothers, all the people throughout the world who are living today, how they can get hidayat. And how they can die with Iman in such a manner that Allah is pleased with them. And not only that, my dear brothers, because we are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hatam al-Nabiyyin. The seed of Prophet, no Nabi to come. Till the day of Qiyamah. So our worry and concern is also how the last person to be born before the day of Qiyamah, how he can die with Iman. How he can receive the fire of Jahannam and go to Jannat. My dear brothers. So this lofty niyat, my dear brothers, that we have gathered here for, my dear brothers, this makes it very precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, my dear brothers, deen is the most valuable thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that effort which deen comes to existence is the most valuable effort in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing more valuable than that. Let us ponder and think, my dear brothers, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah, deen is the most valuable thing. Allah has linked success for every person who is living in this world and who is going to come to the day of Qiyamah, that has kept his success linked with this deen, linked with this La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. A person looks for success in anything else besides La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, he will never find it. There's no choice type of thing that, all right, you know, I can choose this, choose this, choose that. No. There's only one way. One way, and that is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That how we can get this yaqeen into our lives, my dear brothers. This kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's a statement and it's a proclamation. And it's also like a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, La ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah, Rasulullah is the Nabi of Allah. We'll get this yaqeen into our lives that our success, the success of the whole of mankind to come to the Qiyamah, lies in obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and further we have been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment we acknowledge Allah as our Rabb, so it's automatic that His obedience becomes obligatory on us. So, like an example, when a person says, "This is my boss," work, right? Immediately he takes up responsibilities. I have to do certain things, you know, I have to do. But he is my boss; he's got some rights over me. Or he says, "This is my father," so immediately there are some rights, father over the son. This is my mother. Every relationship has a responsibility behind it. What's the responsibility of believing Allah as our Rabb, la ilaha illallah? That is, my dear brothers, that we should obey Allah. To bring this yaqeen into our hearts that our success lies in obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone. That Allah is our sole creator. Everything is a creation of Allah. Everything besides Allah is creation. Creation is such a thing, my dear brothers, that it has a beginning. For you to come into existence depends on Allah. For you to come into existence depends on Allah. For you to remain in existence depends on Allah. For His qualities to be manifested, the harm, the benefits in those things, all are the control of Allah. But Allah and Allah alone. So for you to come in existence depends on Allah. For you to remain in existence depends on Allah. For you to harm or benefit depends on Allah. And for you to terminate also depends on Allah. This yaqeen is going to get into our heart. Like our, putting it bluntly, they say, nothing does, Allah does. Nothing. Nothing can do, Allah does. That's why this kalima comes, starts with La. La means nothing. Negate everything. Negate everything. From our minds, from our heart, from our sight, everything. Negate everything. Whatever we see La ilaha illallah. Nothing can do, Allah does. Starting from ourselves till the most powerful person on this earth, or the most powerful governments on this earth, all my dear brothers, the sun, the moon, the stars, negate everything. That all these things are creations of Allah. They cannot harm or benefit, but with the order of Allah. This is the first thing we have to, the first right of Allah, that we bring yaqeen in the azad and sifat of Allah. Sifat of Allah means the qualities of Allah. That who Allah is. Allah is that creator, my dear brothers, who brings to existence from nothing. Today when a person says, you know what, I made this, you know, I'm the inventor of the plane, I'm the inventor of this. What is he saying? That I got things together and I created something. I made a car. What did he do? He put things together and he made it into a car. Now it's working. But Allah is such a creator, my dear brothers, that He brings into existence from non-existence. This is Allah. There's no material needed. Everything is a creation of Allah. And then, my dear brothers, when He creates something also, my dear brothers, it's a direct control of Allah. Not to say that now he created something now, and now, you know, it's on his own now. Like this watch I'm wearing now, a certain company made it. Right? The company doesn't even know where it is and how it is, whether it's working, not working, nothing. Isn't that so? It made it, it sold it, right, and finished. But no, Allah is such a creator, my dear brothers, that everything is in, depends on that to come into existence. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. And not an atom can move without the order of Allah. No harm can or benefit can be, can come without the order of Allah. Like putting it simply, sometimes others explain, you know, sometimes simple examples, you know, we can understand better. They say that all these things, creation, is like a empty pot, empty vessel. Empty? What Allah puts in it, that you'll get out of it. A car we buy. What intention do you buy a car? I'm going to use it. I'm going to go from one place to another with ease and comfort. Whenever I want to go anywhere, I can go. Isn't that so? If Allah wills, that will happen. And many, many people, they bought a car and that was a means of their death, of their injury. They ended up in hospital, accident, what. Got hijacked and killed. So, my dear brothers, we should negate everything, negate even the asbab, I say. Asbab, how would you say it in English? The means. Negate the means also. These things can't do it. They won't be able to do. It's Allah that will do it. And what Allah wills will happen. What Allah wills will happen. And the other quality of Allah that everything is the knowledge of Allah. Allah created everything. Allah knows. They say that Allah has created seven earths and seven skies. And what else we don't know. What is in the first earth is knowledge of Allah, second earth is knowledge of Allah, right? The seventh earth, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. What is in the first sky is the knowledge of Allah. What is in the second sky, knowledge of Allah. What is beyond the seventh sky is the knowledge of Allah. And everything on this earth is the knowledge of Allah. Things that we know, things we don't know. Many things, my dear brothers, they say that people are discovering even today. Even today. So vast is the creation of Allah. So, my dear brothers, Allah's knowledge is unlimited. To say that how many grains of sand on this earth is the knowledge of Allah. How many raindrops have fallen from the time the earth was created till now is the knowledge of Allah. How much rain is falling on this earth, around the globe, at this point in time is the knowledge of Allah. How much rain is going to come is the knowledge of Allah. Every quality of Allah is, they say in English, absolute, complete. There is no like saying that, you know, that some things you know, some things you don't know. Everything is absolute. His knowledge is absolute, my dear brothers. And he's a perfect creation. Allah Ta'ala challenges sometimes. That look at the sky and see if you can find any flaw in the sky. See if you can see any flaw in the creation. Look, Allah has created, has suspended different stars, the moon, the sun. If you want to suspend something, we need pillars. And we need, what not what we need to. Allah has created all this with knowledge of Allah. Not even like a scar mark is in the sky. So Allah's creation also is perfect. Now, we should get this yaqeen in our heart. That not even, we cannot take a step without the order of Allah, without the power of Allah. Can lift up a hand without the order of Allah. Many times we think that, oh, you know, I can do this and I can do that, and I can do that. My dear brothers, if a person, it is mentioned that if Allah makes him such that he becomes like paralyzed and he becomes blind and he becomes deaf and dumb and he's living, he's like a living corpse. Who can stop Allah from doing that? Who can stop Allah from doing that? He's alive, but he can't talk, he can't speak, he can't hear, can't move a limb, can't move an inch, and he's living. Regard ourselves like that, that everything that is moving is because Allah has willed it to move. Allah has willed it that we can see. Allah has willed that we can talk. Allah has willed that we can hear. That's why we're hearing. Allah has willed that we can move our hands. That's how, that is why we're moving. Allah has willed that we can walk. That's why we are walking. This yaqeen was developed in our heart. This yaqeen, my dear brothers, that everything what we have is the ni'mat of Allah. Is the ni'mat of Allah. Ni'mat in English, Urdu. English says that is the blessing of Allah. Is a blessing of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says also in the Quran, in ta'udu ni'matallahi tusuha, that you cannot count the blessings of Allah. You know, there's a term they say, countless. It is for this ni'mat of Allah. A person can go on counting and looking and counting. There's no end to the ni'mat of Allah. All these are ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my dear brothers, such ni'mat of Allah, such Allah has created us and then gave us so many ni'mat of Allah. They say that at any given time, the ni'mat of Allah are showering on us faster than, you know, when you go outside, there's a heavy storm and the water, you know, they say cloudburst and how water comes out, you know, and it hits you. Faster than that, the ni'mat of Allah are coming on us at any given time. At any given time. So many ni'mat of Allah, and they're continuous, like we are targets of the ni'mat of Allah. You know, we are targets of the ni'mat of Allah. So my dear brothers, these are ni'mat of Allah, it's an amanat. It's an amanat, it's a trust from Allah. And how we feel this trust? Muhammadur Rasulullah. That we follow the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We bring firm faith in Allah. Acknowledging all the qualities which Allah has given of Allah, my dear brother. Being yaqeen in the thing in our heart. Full yaqeen. Imagine if a person has full yaqeen that I cannot move this hand one inch also without the order of Allah. Now tell me, is it possible for him to disobey Allah? No, I can't move an inch without the order of Allah. I'm ready with this. Allah has linked our success in Muhammadur Rasulullah. If the 24th of our lives according to the way of life shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah has promised success for us in this world also while we are living present. And Allah has promised success time of death also. And then in the qabr also, the day of Qiyamah, and everlasting success of the hereafter. All this is linked with Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no other way. The person looks for success in any other method, in any other way, he will never find it. I'm going to the teacher, you know, sometimes they have exam paper. Two paper, two question one or two, answer anyone you can pass. But this is such a question, people, there's no one and two. Only one question. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nothing else. Don't say I can do something. If I do something else, I can find success there. Nothing, my brothers. So my brothers, bring full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that that I must be obedient to Allah in the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's guaranteed success. First of all, to know how successful he is. You know, the thermometer, you know, say what's the temperature. But the thermometer also to say that how successful a person is. Look into his life, the 24 hours of daily life. How many percent of the sunnah of Rasulullah or way of Rasulullah in his life? If his life is completely according to sunnah, completely, every moment of his life is according to the order of Allah and the way of Rasulullah, he's 100% successful. Is 90%? Is 90% successful? 50%? 50% successful. So my brothers, we have come here to gather here for this fikr, that how this can come into our lives, how the yaqeen, the wrong yaqeen can come out of our lives, out of our hearts, the right yaqeen come into our heart. That yaqeen, my dear brothers, that leads us towards all good and stops us from all evil. Because yaqeen is that power that motivates us to do whatever we are doing. Whatever we are doing, what motivates us is the yaqeen that is in our heart. So that has to be created. The way somebody came, first effort was made in the heart of mankind to correct the yaqeen, take the yaqeen of the wrong things out of the heart and put the yaqeen of the right upon Allah in the heart. You know, the power of yaqeen, you know, just to give an example. A person whole life, you know, he wants to, you know, accumulate wealth, like, you know, it'll help me in my need, you know. They say a rainy day. Person, you know, this dhoka of this dunya, this dunya is such, but keep accumulating until he dies. And it never, he ever ends up the rainy day, waiting for the rainy day. This is the dhoka of this world. But in any case, a person accumulates. Well, I'll use it. There'll be a need, I'll have something. Isn't that so? Now tell me now, this person comes into the house, a robber, burglar, two or three burglars come with guns pointed to him. Say, right, give all your wealth. Otherwise we'll kill you. Now what happens? All what he accumulated, he will give it away. He will give it away. Isn't that so? And not only that, people come there to, not to, not to sort of console him, just say, never mind, at least your life is safe. You know, don't worry about the wealth, don't worry about the wealth, at least your life. But they were no telling, stupid fool, 40 years, 30 years made effort, and so about all you accumulated and you gave it away one shot. No one tells him, what they tell him? What motivated him to give everything, his lifelong effort, in 1 minute to part with it and give it away? That yaqeen in his heart, that at this point in time, my life is in the hands of this person. That's what made him do it. Isn't that so? Think of carefully. At that point, what made him do it? Because he felt that his life is in. See, imagine if we make effort at our yaqeen to such an extent, my dear brothers, that we say nothing can do, Allah does. And our life and death is in the hands of Allah and Allah alone. Success and failure is in the hands of Allah and Allah alone. Happiness and sadness is in the hands of Allah and Allah alone. Sickness and health is in the hands of Allah and Allah alone. And to draw from the treasures of Allah is the way of life shown by Muhammad Rasulullah. To draw from the names of Allah, the way is Muhammad Rasulullah Deen. We bring deen into our lives. As Allah has promised. Hayatan tayyiba. How to say it? A pure life. The promise of Allah. A pure life. Pure life, everything, comfortable, ease. That's what man wants. And Allah Ta'ala has put everything in this deen, my dear brothers. So our gathering here, my dear brothers, is for this fikr, that how this can come into our lives. How we can make such an effort, my dear brothers, that our yaqeen is corrected and say yaqeen. Say yaqeen, come into our lives. Or ilmul yaqeen. We don't go knowledge, yeah, Allah does this, that. But this, aqul yaqeen, to get that reality into our hearts. Reality into our hearts. Like how the sahabas, my dear brothers, that what they said. Once the Prophet told Maria, the mother of his son, who had passed away, and the breast was filling with blood, with milk, and she was thinking of her son. So the Prophet told her that your son is playing in Jannat, enjoying himself in Jannat. You want, I can be all for you to see. She said, no, I don't want to see. I have more yaqeen in you, your words and my eye, than my eyes. I have more yaqeen in your words than my eyes. This is what yaqeen, to get such a yaqeen, my dear brothers. That orders of Allah, promises of Allah, the yaqeen of that enters in deep recesses of our heart. So that it motivates every action, every amal of ours. Every step that we take, my brothers, it is motivated by La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When they asked one of our elders, what is the understanding of deen? See that there's one hadith, it says, the person who has understanding of deen, when Allah Ta'ala wants to do good for someone, he gives him the understanding of deen. When Allah decides good for a person, he has an understanding of deen. He says, so I said, how can we explain the understanding of deen? What is understanding of deen? What is it? You know, he said, by this, it is that when a person, every step that he takes, he puts deen forward and he takes. The person, when he has that, then you can say that he has got the understanding of deen. That every step that he takes, everything, whatever he does, he puts deen forward and takes. That person who does that, he's got the understanding of deen. Because to get this, we have to make effort on our iman, on our heart. The more we make effort on this, my dear brothers, the more we make on yaqeen, the more yaqeen of Allah comes, the more easy it becomes to practice deen. And how this comes, my dear brothers, we must sit in such gatherings where talk also takes place, or iman and yaqeen takes place. Talk about iman and yaqeen. Listen to talks about yaqeen, my dear brothers. Bond of the creation of Allah. Like the sahabas, come, sit. Let's do zakar of iman. Let's talk about iman. And then somebody asks them, how are you? What do we say? Alhamdulillah, well. I'm not sick. Everything okay, fine. That's just our reaction. Sahabas, what's the reaction? Alhamdulillah, I've got iman. I've got iman. Iman was the sole, what I call it, object of their life. That how they can die with iman, such a man, Allah is pleased with us. So, my dear brothers, our gathering is here, is for the same fikr, my dear brothers. That how the way of life, the order of Allah, where will come into our lives. The first order is Salah. My dear brothers, Salah is the first order. My dear brothers, Allah has made obligatory 5 times Salah for every individual. My dear brothers, and made it for us. Let us think and wonder, when the effort of deen took place, my dear brothers, in Medina, 100% of deen was in 100% of the lives of the Muslims. 100% of deen was 100% of the lives of the Muslims. So much so, my dear brothers, they say that some people were munafiqs, they pretended to be Muslims. Even they did not miss the Fajr and his Salat with Jamaat. They didn't have Iman. Very brothers. But when the effort of Deen left, my dear brothers, what happened? See, the four major harms came place. First, my dear brothers, the spread of Deen stopped. The spread of Deen stopped. The effort of Deen taking place, Deen was spreading. The second harm, which is that the Deen that was in the life of the Muslims came out of the Muslims. Deen that was in the life of the Muslims came out. Today, how many percent of the Muslims are performing even the farais? Salat, how many people? Fasting, how many people? And all the other kamallah, how many percent? This is the second big loss, second big harm that came when the effort of Deen stopped. The deeds are coming out of the lives of the Muslims. The third harm was even more than that, wasn't that, where the way of life of the non-Muslims are coming into the lives of the Muslims. So much so that there came a time when you could not make out who's a Muslim, who's not a Muslim. Such a big harm. When the effort of Deen does not take place, then all these amals, salah, fasting, all these things comes out of the lives of the Muslims. The way of kuffar enters the lives of the Muslims. And the biggest harm was more than all this, the people born in Muslims' homes began to die without Iman. Began to die without Iman. Imagine such a great ni'mat of Allah, that Iman will give everlasting success, save us from everlasting Jahannam. A person had this and now he dies without it. This is the condition. Many parts of the world we go, they say, yeah, my grandfather was Muslim, my father was a Muslim. No, we're not a Muslim. You know, this kaguzari we get from many, many countries, that is there, even here too, they say in our elders tell us, zani irtidad, where such thoughts have been put into the minds of the people that they have lost the Iman, they didn't realize they lost the Iman. They have lost the Iman, but they don't realize that they have lost the Iman. Such things, such statements are made, such a thing. This is the condition of the Ummah, my dear brothers. Now if we want Deen to come to our lives, lives of our families, lives of generation to come, we have to make such an effort, the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about Iman, my dear brothers, giving sacrifice for the sake of Deen, sacrifice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is such an effort, my dear brothers, that it has guaranteed success. As it says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا أَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. That person who strives in the path of Allah. The person who strives and make effort in the path of Allah. Make effort on people, isn't that so? Allah does not say that the person who makes an effort on, he will get sex, he will get sex, he will get hidayat. He will get hidayat. No, Allah says that person who makes the effort for hidayat, he is guaranteed hidayat and pathways of hidayat. So my dear brothers, this is a guaranteed method. Like how we say, the person has got needs. We have need, hunger, we food to satisfy the hunger, thirst, water to quench the thirst, pregnant summer cold. We have warm clothing. And this is all our needs. We need a shelter. Salah Ta'ala provided a shelter. My dears, the greatest need of ours is hidayat. Such a great need it is, my dear brothers, Iman and hidayat, which is La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. That Allah Ta'ala has made it a compulsory in every rakat, every salat, to make dua, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. guide us to the right path. Allah is so kind, my dear brothers. He has given us a need that He made us make dua for this need also. And then He showed us a guaranteed method how we can get this need also done. Just strive in the path of Allah, Allah will guarantee you hidayat, open pathways of hidayat. Trying the other things, my dear brothers, person is hungry, he eats, sometimes what happens? Food poisoning. He can go off sometimes, you know. Sometimes the person gets sick, but how much he drinks, his thirst doesn't go. Because his thirst. You know, like because of his illness. So this is not guaranteed. But here Allah Ta'ala says guaranteed. Allah kept my your success in deen and in you lie of Rasulullah, in your hidayat. And if you want it, you make effort for it. Make effort in the path of Allah. Allah will guarantee you hidayat. Guarantee you open path is hidayat. And inshallah use you as a means of hidayat. Maybe not 1, 10, but thousands and millions of people. Allah Ta'ala used the sahabas. If you look at sahabas, how many sahabas there were? It's just over 100,000, they say. And how many billions of Muslims are living today? They say 2, 3. How many billions of Muslims have passed away? How many billions of Muslims will be coming to the day of Qiyamah? All in the account of the sahabas who made the effort. So my dear brothers, we also, my dear brothers, let us put ourselves forward. Let us think, my dear brothers, that this deen is our need. The Kahabi say, food, shelter, house, wife is our need. Deen is our need. And for every need, a sacrifice is required. For every need, a sacrifice is required. My dear brothers, and for this need of hidayat also, to strive in the path of Allah, to go out in the path of Allah, leave our homes, leave our families, go out, my dear brothers, so that the deen come to our lives, the deen come to the lives of the whole of mankind. When a person makes effort on something, and he sacrifices for this, then the value of it enters his heart. The value of it enters his heart. The person, you know, he worked hard, you know, and he earned, you know, money, and he bought a car, you know, after a lot of effort and, I mean, hours of work and all that, and someone goes and goes and starts banging the car, scratch the car, what will happen? Like you're scratching his heart. Like you're scratching his heart. Why? Because he made effort on it. My brothers, for the sahabas, deen was like that, my brothers. They made such effort for deen, my dear brothers, that once Abu Siddiq said, "Ayyunu Siddin ana hayy," that some, you know, shortfall come in deen and I'm still alive. How can that be possible? How can I bear to see a shortfall in deen coming? Because the value of deen was in their life because they made sacrifice for it. Today we are making sacrifice for everything else. The value of that is coming to our lives. So we get the value of deen into our lives, my dear brothers. We have to make sacrifice and qurbani and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the effort of deen, talking about the greatness of Allah, listening to the greatness of Allah. The more we talk about it, my dear brothers, the more it will enter our heart. The more it will enter our heart. So, my dear brothers, and Allah has kept the success of the whole of mankind in this deen till the day of Qiyamah. Till the day of Qiyamah. So, and my dear brothers, the life of this world is temporary. The life of this world is temporary. Everyone knows what's his age. Everyone knows what's his age. They don't tell you his birthday also. Are they, when he's going to die? Not one person can say when he's going to leave this world. But they say this life is temporary. Temporary means there is a finish. And the life of the hereafter is eternal, ever and ever and ever and ever. Never ending. So imagine a person sacrificed everything for this dunya and destroys his akhirat. What a foolish person it is. For a short life, he doesn't even know where he's going to see tomorrow. And he made all the effort for this. Doesn't worry about his akhirat. And he dies without iman, without amal. Such as Allah is displeased with him and destroys his akhirat. That's the most foolish person. The most successful person is that person who makes the effort of deen. They say that a person is lying on the ground, sick, hardly got any clothes to cover himself, protect himself from the elements. He haven't got a bed also on the ground, maybe a stone as a pillow. Sick also. But he's got iman, and he dies with this iman in his heart. Nothing else, not even a cent in his pocket. He dies without iman. He says that Allah is pleased with him. We say that he's the most successful person. The most successful person is that person who dies with iman. Who dies with iman. Other than the person, maybe a multi millionaire, got big mansions, I don't know, so many rooms in the house, he can't even count them. Probably didn't see all the rooms in his house. So many servants. His beck and call, and he's got no iman. And if he dies without iman, he's a complete failure. But the moment he leaves this world, he's doomed forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. So, my dear brothers, let us all realize what is the object of our lives, what is the purpose of our life, what is our destination. When a person keeps his destination forward, then he will go in the right direction. What's our destination? Jannat. What's our road? Qabr. And that life is going to be forever and ever and ever. Keep that forward, my dear brothers. Allah will give us success in this world also. Allah will give us a good life in this world also. And Allah will give us everlasting success. My dear brothers, such a jannat that has created, my dear brothers. And Ulama explained to us that every desire of a person will be fulfilled. This world is not meant for desires. Even one desire of this man cannot be fulfilled in this world. Because if you ask a person for a desire, even the whole world he gave him to, his desire won't be fulfilled. But Allah has kept, made place Jannat, where every desire of his will be fulfilled. Allah, whatever you ask for, Allah will give. And give more. And not only more, my dear brothers, give something which no eyes have ever seen. No mind has ever thought. And forget about thought, even that thought also never came in the heart. That such things exist. Such things Allah will give us. And how long for, my dear brothers? Forever and ever and ever. The person who dies without iman, he is doomed to the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. That fire was 70 times more intense than the fire of this world. It is said that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be put into Jahannam, and then he will be told that now there is no death, and the person died without iman, he will be forever and ever in Jahannam. He says, the moment he will be told there is no death, that will be the most saddest day of his life. I think he has the hope, you know, one day, or the night, I'll die, one day everything will finish. You know, this punishment will end. He realizes that this punishment is going to go on and on and on and on and on. And on the other hand, that person who is in Jannat, person is in Jannat, and he will be told that from today there's no death. There's no death. That will be the most happiest day of his life. Because still there was feeling, you know, it may finish. You know, he may get finished one day. But the moment he has been told that there is no death and you live here forever and ever and ever, the most happiest day of his life. So, my dear brothers, let us keep that in front and lead our life. My dear brothers, and let us make an effort so that deen come to our lives, the lives of our families, our generations to come, till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala use us as a means of hidayat for millions of people, like how he used the Sahabas, my dear brothers. So for this, my dear brothers, when a person makes an effort on his deen, what will happen? The way of the deen will come into his life. Namaz will come into his life. Roza, zakat will come into his life. Complete deen will come into his life. Then he will make effort to learn deen. So complete deen, what are the orders of Allah, how to fulfill them, he learned this, and he will practice deen, practice it. Then he will learn, my dear brothers, the rights of people. When a person brings complete deen in his life, but if he becomes a means of harming people, then it's like, you know, like a sieve, you know how you say, when you put water inside a sieve, what happens? It completely goes, it's not like a bowl. That's how it is. When a person does not fulfill the rights of people, then all his good deeds will be given to those people who he harmed. So it's our duty that we fulfill the rights of every person. Fulfilling the rights of every person is, they say, insaf, justice. What is the right to be given? If you do less than that, that is zulm, oppression. And to give more than that, ihsan. You owe him 100 rand, you give him 120 rand. That's ihsan. That's how a Muslim is. So, my dear brothers, fulfill the rights of every person. And whatever we do for the sake of Allah. It's part of iman. Once the iman is made, when you make effort on iman, then, my dear brothers, every action of ours is motivated by pleasing Allah. That may Allah be pleased with me. And brothers, that action only is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is done solely for the sake of Allah. Solely for the sake of Allah, Allah alone. If there's any other adulteration, any other motive, you know, Allah be happy also. People think, you know what, I'm pious also. I'll give this charity. So people will say, you know, they're a very generous man. And thus, all this will negate, and all these amas will be rejected. So to put complete sincerity in our lives, this will come, we will make effort of iman. Iman and ikhlas are two linked. Linked. And, my dear brothers, to get our amals and our deen to be accepted, this is what we require. Ikhlas and fulfilling the rights of people. These are the two things that eat our amal away. We think we are doing a lot of things, but a person is not fulfilling the rights of people, all his amals are being lost. A person is doing it for ulterior motives, not for the sake of Allah, then it will be worth nothing in the eyes of Allah. So there was these qualities, how they can come into our lives, and make the effort of deen. The Sahabas, they went out in the path of Allah. They made the effort of deen. When they made the effort of deen, then these qualities came into their lives. The quality of iman. The iman was such, my dear brothers, that, see that if you bring jannah in front of us, our in our eyes, our iman, our yaqeen is more than even our eyes also. The salat was such, Ali Radhiyallahu Anhu, one time he had an arrow in his leg, because he couldn't take it out, it was very painful. So they were to decide that when he's in salat, we take it out. They took it away in salat, they took it out. Then after salat, he's asking, you came to take the arrow out, he said, no, we took it out already. That was their salat. The knowledge was such that the Prophet said that the sahabas are guiding light. Whichever one you follow, you'll be rightly guided. These qualities came into the sahabas, my dear brothers, when they made the effort of deen. So if you want complete deen to come into our lives, the lives of all mankind, and if you want Allah Ta'ala to use us a means of hidayat of not one, two, three, but millions of people, and if you want to make such an effort that, my dear brothers, the whole of deen can come to the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers, for this each one of us will have to sacrifice, go out in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah. Person goes out in the path of Allah, my dear brothers, then what will happen? First thing will happen is the deen will come into his life. Allah will use him as a means of hidayat, and deen will spread throughout the world. Deen will spread throughout the world, my dear brothers. In this country here, where there was 60, 70 years ago, people are still living, old people, they tell you, there's no effect of deen. People are far from deen. Very little sunnah was in the lives of the Muslims. Very little environment of deen was there. Alhamdulillah, one of the elders, by pardon, Alhamdulillah, they used him for the effort of deen. He started the effort of deen. In this 50, 60, 70 years, all what we see around us, sunnah, madrasas, you know, deen, the effort of deen, the mahal of deen, all this is when the effort of deen came to existence. So, this is the proof. When the effort of deen made, then you find that an environment will be created. And if a deen will stop, then this will stop. So my dear brothers, people want to know that what is the solution of the problems of the Muslims, problems of the people. Everyone is looking for a solution. You know, solution to all the problems of the world is in deen. And deen will come to the effort of deen. So if a person wants to solve any problem, he should bring deen to our lives. And, my dear brothers, when we deen to our lives, we need to make the effort of deen. For the effort of deen, my dear brothers, we have to go out of the path of Allah. Minimum, my dear brothers, 4 months. 4 months, a year. So 4 months in a lifetime, my dear brothers. So make intention, inshallah. Make intention, inshallah. Who is ready to go out for 4 months? At the earliest convenience. My dear brothers, big intention, Allah Ta'ala will use you and your family and generations to come for the effort of deen. My dear brothers,
inshallah. What's your name? Ali. Come. MashaAllah. Qubool, Shaban, Shaban, Umar. Dr. Umar. My Sadiq from Verulam, mashallah. My Muhammad from Hemisdale. Hazrat Maulana from Phoenix. Hazrat Maulana from Spingo, mashallah. My Faisal from Spingo, mashallah. Junaid, Maulana Junaid.
Send ourselves forward. Keep intention, inshallah. That Allah accept us for the deen, for the effort of deen. Shall we put ourselves forward, inshallah. And make an effort, ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah use us as a means of hidayah of millions of people, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. We won't be going alone to Jannah, but we'll be taking many people with us to Jannah.
Make himmat, mashallah. Do your name, inshallah, for 4 months, 40 days, inshallah. With the set of the date, which date you want to come out?
The three Arabs there, inshallah.
Three Arabs, mashallah, Saudi Arab, mashallah. We got Mehman, they are good coming out for 4 months, inshallah. Maulana, Mahfiz of Rahman Sahib, inshallah. What's your name? Which is Masjid? Lodium, Abd Rahman. 4 months, inshallah. Yes, brothers. Make intention for 4 months. Intention for whole life.
Every one of us, everyone that are sitting here, inshallah, just don't go without making intention, inshallah. First, in your heart, think that Allah Ta'ala use me for the effort of deen. Use me for this great effort of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the work of the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Accept me for this work also, inshallah. Make this intention, inshallah, and after, make intention after that, inshallah.
Yes, mashallah. What's your name, Hadisab? Junaid, mashallah. What's your name? Khalid from Lagazi, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Allah qubool farmaye. Mashallah. Make niyat, mashallah. It's coming in the heart just to come out. Stand up, bring the shaitan's back and stand up, inshallah. Rasulullah.
Life is just going, but year just started, that's already May. We went out of December. You know, and next year, this year, this is how life is going.
Ibrahim, inshallah.
Time is going, my
dear brothers. From Ashevil, inshallah, June, July, inshallah. Mahathir, my fan from Ashevil.
But by going in the path of Allah, going in the path of Allah, my dear brothers, this life always will become valuable, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Everybody must give name, inshallah. 40 days, 4 months, whatever comes in the heart, just stand up and give the name, inshallah. This is one neki for free. Just to give intention, make the intention and give the name, we'll get the neki, inshallah. Hasanat.
Allah will reward us.
MashaAllah. Everyone can make the intention, must stand up and give the name, inshallah. 4 months, 40 days, whatever comes in the heart. Make niyat that we will take this La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah al hadith of said, whole world inshallah will take it. But whatever we got now, we must present, we must give.
Inshallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a promise also, and gave good tithe also, when said, effort of deen will be made, then this kalima will reach every house, be it a mansion or a shack. Every house this kalima will reach. How fortunate will be if Allah use us for this.
MashaAllah. Who has ready, MashaAllah? It's coming in the heart. It says, inshallah. From the masjid, from the halqa. And Jamaat coming out, Mera Musturat Jamaat, or 40 days Jamaat, or 10 days Jamaat, any masjid, any halqa, any zone, please give them, give the name.
This is always going to be taking place in August. Inshallah, on Sunday, if it will be made, I mean, a decision will be taking place, wage is going to take place. And brothers, even Jamaat, in every halqa to be out is part of Allah making effort for the Sishima. Every halqa, we've got 20 halqas in Natal, every halqa should have their own Jamaat. Making effort for the istima. So let us get ready, inshallah.
Two jamaat must come out from every masjid before and from the istima, inshallah. Make niyat and give the name, inshallah. Allah Pak will fulfill, inshallah.
Before and after.
Chilla jamaat, inshallah. You chilla jamaat, mashallah. Chilla sati, who is ready for 40 days? You make the niyat to come out with jamaat in our masjid. From before istima, inshallah. From Ashevil masjid, one jamaat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Like this, MashaAllah, give the name of the whole Jamaat.
Shavut.
Every masjid, inshallah. After Bakreed, after Eid al-Zuha, one Jamaat from Shaywood Halqa, inshallah. For UK, inshallah. More Jamaat from more masajid, MashaAllah. Make intention and give the name.
Local and foreign.
Local and foreign. From Phoenix, inshallah. From Ispingo. Ispingo Hill, inshallah, one Jamaat. Inshallah. One Jamaat before Istima, one Jamaat from Istima. Two Jamaat we need. From every masjid. Allah can fulfill it. We can't do, we just make dua and make effort. Allah will do, inshallah. Make niyat. Nothing go if we make niyat. We won't lose anything if we make niyat. Make intention, inshallah. Allah Pak will give us the Jamaat, inshallah. What's your name? What's the masjid? Istana? Bingo is one Jamaat, MashaAllah.
Every masjid should make intention, inshallah, that before the istima, we'll take out one Jamaat, and make effort for the istima. So whatever good will come from the istima, we will get, it will be our share also, inshallah.
We must go and make effort every day. Allah Pak will, towards for the Jamaat, Allah Pak will fulfill, inshallah. With our niyat, with our manat, with our effort, with our du'as, Allah Pak will fulfill Jamaat, inshallah. MashaAllah. More brothers, MashaAllah. So many brothers still left. MashaAllah. Give names, inshallah. MashaAllah. What's your intention, bhai? Ameen. 40 days, inshallah. More brothers, Broad Street. Broad Street, one Jamaat, 40 days, inshallah. Satis who give the names, whatever, 40 days, 4 months, whatever the intention made, please come my right hand side, your left hand side, this side. MashaAllah, come this side, inshallah. Whatever the intention we give, whatever name we give, for how many days, no problem, just come this side, inshallah. We make tashkil, inshallah. Come this side, please, brothers. All the Satis who give names, anywhere.
We didn't give names but want to go, they also go, inshallah.
Inshallah. You didn't give name but want to go, come this side. Inshallah. The door is open, the book is open, inshallah. Come this side, mashallah. Come this side, mashallah. All the satis, all the jamaat satis, who giving whole one jamaat from masajid, they must come that side also, inshallah. The Satis who never go that side, but they got the intention, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accept me. This is the work to accept. Ask. This is the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. MashaAllah. Ya Allah accept like other people, Ya Allah to accept it, accept me also, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll ask inshallah. Mashallah. Sit in the halkas, how we sit every week, all our halkas.
Yeah, fikr, you said, I'm sitting in the halka and make fikr for the Sunday program.
In the halka, we must talk about our Sunday program, 10 to 12, regarding our istima. So inshallah, all satis, everyone must know, and we must talk this for Sunday in our masajid to our satis. We must go and give dawat and bring everyone from our masjid to on Sunday here, 10 o'clock, inshallah.
So, inshallah, we decided where the istima will take place. May God Allah make it easy and a correct decision is taken by Allah knows where it will take place. But inshallah, through mashwara, we will make the decision on Sunday where the istima will take place. And the elders tell us that the istima is not starting on the date, you know, we said, but starts from the moment we decide at the istima. Meaning the effort of the istima will start immediately. So inshallah, on Sunday, inshallah, decision will take place regarding the istima, and also regarding what effort we have to make for the istima. That also will inshallah, figure will also take place on Sunday. So everyone is requested to come from the whole of Natal for this fikr, inshallah. Inshallah, if we are here, then whatever good will come from the istima, we'll be a part of that, inshallah. Because we are party to the decision, inshallah. So sit in halkas, inshallah, and make fikr regarding that.